we're out at Day Camp 2015.
All right.
Monday afternoon. We've gotten a great start to the day. We've had a great organization this year, great planning, and we are off. And so starting this week, we will have a podcast guest every day. And today we're starting with a Arrow of Light scout. And our Arrow of Light scout today is Daniel Zietlow.
Yep.
Merry Christmas, Amy.
Wait, I get to keep this? Oh my God, thank you, brother. What? Yeah.
Andy was just handed a boomerang from our boomerang guy. And he was just
the best podcast ever.
Daniel, you're on the best podcast ever. How do you feel?
It's pretty cool. It's pretty interesting.
So, Daniel, what school do you go to?
I go to Bridgeview Elementary.
And are you going into fifth grade?
Yes, I'm going into fifth grade.
Do you know your teacher yet?
Not quite. I think we learned it July 4th.
Oh. Who do you want to have?
How many do you have to choose from?
Two.
How many different? Two? Okay.
So which one do you want to have?
Miss Citrick.
Mrs. what?
Citrick?
Miss Citrick.
Citrick.
And who's the other teacher?
I forget her name. It's...
Well, we'll send it to her.
Well,
make
there's
sure.
A fifth grade teacher who's not Mrs. Citrick that is a regular listener to the Pulse podcast.
And she's going to be so upset that Daniel doesn't want to be in her classroom.
I don't even know her name!
She's going to be broken. What a horrible start to the school year, man.
What have you done so far today at day camp?
I have done BB guns.
Mm-hmm.
I have painted my t-shirt.
Yeah.
I have watched the stealth video.
Yep.
And I think that's it.
Okay, so you have been a scout since when? First grade?
Yep, I've done all the ones
awesome.
So far.
So from Tiger all the way up now to your Arrow of Light, right?
Yep.
So you've been to day camp every year?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what are some of the things that you're looking forward to? Did you hear about some of the things you guys might be doing different this year?
I heard that there was no... no slingshots.
Yep. Don't have any slingshots this year.
Do you get a little bit more time in swimming this year?
Yeah, maybe.
Yep. And you're going to be doing some fishing, which we didn't do last year.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you guys are going to be doing?
I don't think I've heard about anything else.
All right, well, let me fill you in. We've got something going on right behind Andy through the windows here that you're going to do, and I don't know if you'll do it today or not, but Brian Wisniewski is doing some survival skills, and he is boiling water to show you how to safely boil your drinking water. He is cooking apples. He's coring apples out and putting some brown sugar in there and make them real tasty. All kinds of cool stuff going on around us, and you're going to get to do some of that. So that's totally new. All kinds of neat stuff. Did you get to go to the trading post today?
Yes, I did.
What'd you pick up?
I picked up Push Pop and the Sour Pouch.
So Push Pops are...
You guys can't see him, but his lips, tongue, and teeth are blue.
And he's on a sugar high right now. He's feeling good, right? So you're ready for the afternoon.
Yes.
All right, awesome.
So besides day camp, what are some things that you've gotten to do in scouting? What are some of the favorite things you've gotten to do?
I like the malt and the new one, Stealth.
Yeah, that's awesome. That wasn't too long ago.
No.
What was your favorite part of Stealth?
I liked the engineering kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where we, got to look at those.
The solar panels?
Yeah, those.
Awesome.
Wow, that was Heather. That was Heather Bloom that helped us out with that.
And the...
ATEC.
And the robot, the...
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was cool.
Yeah.
We'll rock and roll.
So you are right now going into the last year of your Cub Scouting career, right?
Yes.
And you're ready to be a Boy Scout. Are you planning on becoming
a
Boy Scout? So what do you want to do as a Boy Scout? Because it's totally different.
Oh, I don't know. I'm thinking about trying to go all the way up to get an Eagle Scout or something like that.
Awesome.
You
awesome.
Know, when you get to be an Eagle Scout, you get a boomerang.
Shaped like an eagle.
You know what's going to happen? I'm going to go out and throw this. It's going to end up on the roof.
Yep.
We're going to see it again. So so what's cool is your parents are also leaders in your pack, right?
Yes.
Your dad, Nathan, is the Cub Master.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom, Meredith, is a leader, too.
She's
a day camp coordinator for your pack.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool that your parents put a lot in the program as well. So yep. I talk to your dad often, and I'm very happy that they help out as well. So you should be proud of your parents.
Yeah.
So what do you like to do outside of scouting?
I like sports.
Okay. What's your sport?
Soccer.
Soccer.
I like soccer and baseball. I'm doing baseball right now.
What's your favorite baseball team?
The Cubs.
Cubs?
Yeah, buddy.
Cubs, how are they doing this season?
They're doing okay. They're not doing okay. The worst.
They're always just okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that the giant Jumbotron at the stadium has made them play better? Because now people can see up close to them and see what they're doing?
Maybe.
Have you gone to many Cubs games?
No, but I'm pretty sure my mom just got us tickets.
Hey!
You're pretty sure as if awesome. Like, they're trying to surprise you at the game or...
She told my sister.
Cool.
Oh, okay. Is your sister supposed to tell you?
I don't know.
She did, but I don't know.
Well, as of like 5 o'clock today, we'll find out if that was a secret or not. So, well, anything else that you like to do outside of scouting?
I like to go to camps. I'm going to a couple of camps this year. I'm going to Camp Shalom and Camp Iwalu.
Yeah. Oh, Iwalu. Wow. That's like a church camp.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They're... overnight camps for 2 weeks.
And at Camp Shalom is up by Makokita.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice camp.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, buddy. Well, you got your summer set.
Iwalu is kind of by Manchester.
Where's Manchester at?
It's like, if you go to Dubuque,
kind
of around there.
Yeah.
It's like a little farther from there.
Oh. All right. That's cool. Mm-hmm. All right, did you guys...
You know what's up by Dubuque? The Field of Dreams. Have you been to the Field of Dreams?
No.
In Dyersville?
That's a baseball. If you like baseball.
You need to go there. Yeah, that is cool. That's cool.
I'll talk to your parents. We'll see if you guys can get there this summer.
We'll see if we can get you there.
The Field of Dreams.
Did you guys do the scouting for food thing at all?
Yes, I did go. I did went to Slagle's.
Yeah.
I did a little bit there.
Well, you guys didn't do a little bit. I don't know if you heard the final total here, but we collected over 5,000 pounds of food. Yeah, that is a lot of food.
We just found that out about 10 minutes ago, so this will be the first time we announce to our volunteers we raised over 5,000 pounds of food this week.
And that is equal to about 4,200 meals for the hungry in the Quad Cities.
2.5 elephants of food.
That's right. That's pretty awesome to think about.
Yes.
And you had a part in that, buddy. That was cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Rock and roll. Well, brother, before we get... We have 3 questions we ask everybody before we do that.
Okay.
We kind of touched on it, but what else do you want to do in scouting? What do you see yourself moving... when you get through Cub Scouts, what else do you want to get done in scouting?
I kind of want to, build stuff. I like to build, stuff with wood.
Yeah.
I'd like to carve some cool stuff. Go camping.
Yeah.
Learn from this thing to help camp.
That's awesome. So you'll come back out and help us at day camp?
Yeah, I'm thinking about
doing
it.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, that's one of the things, especially when we look at scouting for food, it's always great to give back.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, and that's one of the things that scouting's all about. So it's good that you're thinking that way already.
Mm-hmm. Let's find out a little bit more about Daniel. First thing, we're going to get into our questions. We ask all of our guests these questions, okay? You ready?
Sure.
What is your favorite current TV show?
Scooby-Doo.
Now, do they have new episodes on now, or is it a lot of reruns?
I think they have a couple new episodes.
And that's on Cartoon Network now, right? Yep, that's awesome.
But you know what happens in August? Scooby-Doo Legos.
Oh.
They're doing Scooby-Doo Legos.
There's
going to be a mystery machine. There's going to be some type of haunted house.
Andy will wait in line to get it.
No, I'm not a big Scooby-Doo guy.
But he knows that it's coming out.
But I know they're coming out. And what I've heard... Do you do Legos?
Yeah, I like the Legos.
So you know how they have the blind bags where you can choose? You buy a bag.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they have the Simpsons. You could have a Simpsons character in there. Or it could just be a Lego with a baseball player in it or something like that. You know those blind bags?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that the next round of those, after the Simpsons ones, will be different Scooby-Doo monsters.
Oh, cool.
So something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Coming out in August, Scooby-Doo Legos.
Cool.
So, we'll rock and roll.
What?
Second question. What is your dream job?
What do you want to do when you grow up?
I'd like to be a park ranger.
Oh, you're in the right place, buddy.
Yeah. You know what we're going to do? We're going to talk to Ranger Dave. We're going to get you a job shadow. So on Thursday, you're not going to do cup camp. You're just going to follow Ranger Dave around.
How's that sound?
Sound good?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
But we'll see what we can do.
Last question. You ready?
Yep.
You can meet anybody, alive, dead, fictional, or fake, and eat a meal with them. Who would you meet, and what would you eat?
I'd meet the writer of Harry Potter.
J.K. Rowling.
Yes.
Yeah. And I would have pasta.
Pasta. Cool.
What kind? Just like spaghetti or something? Or like
spaghetti.
Fettuccine? What do you like? You like the red sauce, white sauce?
I like spaghetti with red sauce.
Just spaghetti, yeah.
Yeah. So what would you ask J.K. Rowling?
Yeah.
Like, talk to her how she gets her ideas for her books. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I was about your age when... See, when the first couple Harry Potter books came out, it wasn't big.
Right.
It wasn't until the third one where there was, like, some traction where it really started to get a lot of fans.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember my first summer at Scout Camp, so I would have been about your age. Yeah. It would have been, like, my fifth grade going into sixth grade is when the fourth book came out. And we were all down at Scout Camp, and my mom was in Chicago and waited in line for over an hour to get that book.
Jeez.
And we were at a store when the third book came out, and it wasn't a big thing. It was just, we're like, this new book came out today.
Right.
It was the third Harry Potter book. It wasn't a big deal. She was in line for over an hour, and there was a kid, and she was in Chicago. There was a kid who that was in Scouts. His parents had gotten the book somewhere in the Quad Cities and brought it down to camp for him. So he was 200-300 pages into the book before I even got my copy. And I always had to watch this kid read this book. And I'm like, oh, come on. And then when the fifth book came out, I was at Philmont. And my parents had already gotten a copy. So then I was down at Philmont. And we went through a town in Colorado that book was in, like, the windows of the bookstore and stuff,
yeah.
And I'm just like, we have to just look at it, you know. And so, what's your favorite Harry Potter book?
I'd probably say Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows.
The last one?
Yeah.
The last one? What about you?
I like the first one. Sorcerer's Stone.
Yep. I like the fourth one. Goblet of Fire.
How about movies, though?
The last one.
Last one was pretty good. The second part,
Definitely all of part two. Yeah, that one's my favorite.
It's like one of those, you see it all come together. All the loose ends kind of get tied up. And yeah. And the Chamber of Secrets is good. I really like the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah, that movie was...
But you know which one I don't like at all? The fifth one. I don't like the fifth book at all.
Is that...
I could not get into that book. It took me so long to read it.
Huh.
I could not get into that book.
The one that I don't really like is the third one.
The Prisoner of Azkaban?
Prisoner of Azkaban.
It's the only one that doesn't have Voldemort, like, some part in it.
Yeah, but Gary Oldman's in it.
Are we talking about the movie or the book?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah, Voldemort's not in the third one.
Yeah. It's the only one that he's not in.
Gotcha.
Then what do you think of Voldemort in the movie?
He's kind of cool. His face is just really weird.
See, to me it was perfect. That's what I pictured in my mind, and it was perfect. I really like Voldemort in the movie.
Sharp teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, those
where he doesn't have like a nose.
Yeah.
It's just like
his laughter is weird.
Like, Ray Fiennes, when he tries to hug Draco Malfoy, that is just hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's just great. Well, brother, we're talking about Harry Potter all day long. So we're gonna get you back to day camp. I think you're gonna be cooking some outdoor fire stuff.
Okay.
And hey man, we look forward to seeing you all week.
Yep.
Hey, before we let him go real quick though, you know the Tri-Wizard tournament, right?
Yes.
Where we're gonna do a Tri-District tournament for Camperee this year, and you will be there because that's a Weeblow event, so you should be there, or an Arrow Light event, so you should be there. So it'll be a tri-district event, so that'd be kind of cool, right?
So the Zombery, I went
instead
last year.
Of the Zombery.
Yeah, I went last year.
And Zombery is pretty fun, right?
Yeah.
So this will be just as fun, just in a different spot. All right.
Well, thank you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Yeah.